Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What did you think about the win?
I want to start with the goalish comments because...
Yeah, no, we touched on a lot there. Okay.
Goalish was lecturing Memphis fans after the game saying, I've never been to an opponent's thing that boos injuries. And he's just so off base about that. It's totally acceptable, and it's happening all over the country now because if you go to the SEC, they've designed rules about this because
right.
What was happening with the up-tempo offenses against Ole Miss and Tennessee is you had SEC opponents... Time and time again,
faking injury,
faking cramps, faking injuries, taking 3 minutes to stop the game when the offense is on the field against you. So he's just wrong about this. For some reason, when they were on defense, they were getting injured left and right, and then they were coming off the field. So I'm sorry, football's a difficult sport. You get injured all the time. We had a quarterback fighting through injury, so he's just wrong about that. Now the two guys you talked about, Cortez Bram. And Lewis, the quarterback. DeRozier was great.
I did talk about Bram, too.
But Lewis, what a gutty performance to play injured. I mean, I just give him all the credit in the world to be out there because it didn't look like he would. And then he goes out and throws over 300 yards. And then the Bram kid with the catches at the end there and just really unbelievable. But I thought your last point was the best, which was they should win the conference because they have the talent to win the conference.
So if they're not there, it's going to be...
It's disappointing.
Because what we saw on Saturday, I think that is as celebratory as a mood as we should be in. That was a huge win. Ryan Silverfield's
massive.
Best.
It had everything on the table.
What was proven, that defense got stops.
Yeah.
That defense against
is
the
real.
Best offense or what had been, at least from a dynamic standpoint, ways they could score. I mean, that quarterback, Byron, he ran for over 100 yards. At one point, he's jumping over you. Like, he made SportsCenter.
He's an unbelievable player.
And to get the stops they did, not just in the fourth, but they had gotten some to keep South Florida from blowing the game open earlier. That showed you, boy, they can stand up against anybody in America if they could stop that offense.
Yeah.
Right? Tulane, Navy, whoever else. They're talented enough.
Yes.
They put together, even with 70 new players. Wow. See, that's what it reminded. That was like, damn. Should be sitting here at, 8-0?
Yes.
Is what you come away thinking. I didn't want to spend too much time there.
Yeah.
Because, again, the road is the same. What hasn't changed is that your backs are still against the wall. You've got to run the table. But what it did is say, dang.
Yeah.
This looks like the best team in the America now. That's what it looked like on Saturday and making that comeback in the fourth quarter.
Three other points I wanted to make was, number one, the fans coming out the way they did I thought was really good because I did not expect 25,000 to 30,000 people there. And so really good crowd coming off of
homecoming
a loss.
Homecoming crowd was a good crowd.
Really, so good crowd.
Yep.
The other piece is I thought, man, what if, because of game day being in Vanderbilt, because I watched game day and I thought it was lame. Like, Nashville was lame.
Who was their guest picker? Was it a music guy? Because
it was the
Memphis.
Comedian.
He was the only one. Oh, it was a comedian.
It was comedian. What's the white guy?
Whoever it is, I wanted to go back and kind of give him a half-hearted respect burger because, number one, he picked
Memphis.
Nate
Bargatze.
But he also noted something. He said in picking Memphis that he said there's a weird energy between Nashville and Memphis. and we're going to end that.
Oh,
we're
I missed
gonna
this.
End, he said, we're going to end that today. It was almost like, I don't, maybe Herb Street would have known about that, but like the rest of them probably, I don't know. Maybe they do have some. But he said there was a weird energy. I'm paraphrasing
right.
what he said. Oh, he nailed it.
Yeah.
And he said, but we're going to end it today with this pick or whatever else.
Awesome.
And I just, I need, it's Nate who?
Nate Bargatze.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back. But you said otherwise that
yeah.
it was relatively, I mean,
well,
Vanderbilt's
I was sort
a bunch of
bummed
of, you know, the doctors. And
I'm
stuff,
glad
right?
Nate picked us. I thought that was good, but like.
Yeah, I liked what he said about picking.
The vibes were not Beal Street vibes like we saw in 19. I mean, it was
just.
No. You
they
know.
Couldn't have done game day like we could have done
no,
game
they're
day.
No,
yes.
they're like asking kids about their ACT scores and, you know, what you would expect
but,
at Vanderbilt.
But there's the missed opportunity of game day, but there's also the missed opportunity to be the clear cut favorite right now in
yeah.
this conference. That's what you would have had if you win the UAB game and then you come out and get this win.
The third thing I thought about was this Friday night because it's at 6 o'clock. It's Halloween, which is spooky already. But you've got a 6 o'clock kickoff at Rice. Now, I know Rice sucks and they're like 4-4. But the first thing I thought was, like, you got to go all in to not be spooked out here on Friday night at 6 o'clock on ESPN2 against Rice. Like,
I think the issue is the same thing you wondered about with UAB, right? And I know it sounds cliche, but you wonder about trap game with the Tulane game after that.
Yeah.
And getting overconfidence. I once remembered, and it's a different sport, but Will Barton, you know, so we're going to eat rice.
Right.
And then going down there and losing. And it just feels like a similar spot to that UAB thing. And again, I would tell you, that UAB loss was all about, it had to be, was an overconfidence. Going, you find out a couple hours before the game, the guy you expected, Kitna's not going. You're going to the backup. You're a 23.5-point favorite, whatever it ended up being. And you got and look at the game plan.
Yeah.
You played off of them. Look at what you did against the best offense in the conference on Saturday.
Yep.
Like you were aggressive. You got an interception. Like you were getting after it. You made tackles. You brought down Brown when you needed to. And you've been capable of that the whole time. And so it just unfortunately it kind of highlights the loss that. Man, you had no business losing that one when you're this good to be able to go out here and handle this South Florida team in the fourth quarter, really the second half like you did.
Help. This is going to be a weird idea, but just follow me here. Did it help them win the South Florida game? In other words, you lose that game.
Absolutely. All the players to a man said they were angry.
You're
you know,
pissed.
They came out, and Ryan does a good job of that.
Yeah, that's what he does.
If it's you know, I remember a similar sentiment after the UTSA loss last year where – they felt like, okay, well, everybody's turning the page on us.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have lost that game. We still got stuff to play for, even though it felt like they were out of the race, and they were for the most part, to the point that the Tulane win, number 17 in the country at the end of the year, didn't matter, unfortunately, because of what you'd lost before. But back to the point, Ryan's good in that spot.
Yes.
He's good at keeping those guys together. He's good at us against the world, right?
Yeah.
Penny is too. Penny plays that card as well. Most coaches are pretty good at that card. But again, in terms of result and what you see, Ryan, for the most part, has pulled his teams together after these things. And you tell me, he went from worst loss of his career. How could you? I mean, guys, it's the second worst loss in the FBS this year behind UCLA over Penn State to best win.
I mean, it's
in
just
a week's
fact.
Time.
It's exactly right.
And it's
so wild.
Okay, and here's the deal. It's a credit to him keeping it together. It's a credit to, I'll tell you what, to Tim Kramsey, that offense, because, again, with a banged-up quarterback, maybe they knew earlier than we did. They did, obviously, that Brendan Lewis was going to go. They also must know that, hey, we're going to have to throw the ball. Like, South Florida's going to be geared to stop the run game, stop us. I still don't know why Sutton Smith doesn't touch the ball more. Is there more there? Is he half injured? Like, the fact that we're still relying so much on DeWosier, when DeWosier is saying publicly that he's banged up, is a little bit weird. Again, I'm not going to question it. Ryan Silverfield going for two. You do want to talk about things that were a little bit weird. And
that's a little off.
That one was a little weird.
Yeah.
That said, he went for it on that fourth down. He ended up getting it. I mean, you take chances, and Ryan clearly was going to be aggressive in that game. And look at, again, whether it added up to – you know, one step back and another step forward, what it ended up was being belief and the comeback that you could get, the, you know, the fact that you converted that fourth down. Okay, I'll take the being aggressive all game then. But at the time, when he's going for two, I'm questioning, what are you doing? We all were in our little group text and everything else, and not getting it. It's like, gosh. But you know, Golish made some mistakes, not taking a field goal, I thought. John was tweeting about that. He was absolutely right. We're talking about that in the text.
Yep.
In the end, though, it all adds up to a team believing. Yes, back against the wall, because Brad mentioned it. You got a weird Friday night game against Rice, which is an improved team, but one you should beat down. I think that line much different than UAB. I think it's 13.5, but still a team on the road, you're expected to beat. Remember, UAB was road too, is 23.5. This one's 10 points.
A little closer.
Less. But
a better team.
To show you that Rice is a better team, so don't take them as lightly as you did UAB, certainly. And certainly after you found out that a backup quarterback was playing. Then you got the big one against Tulane here. ECU scares me more than it seems like it scares others right now. Because that team is better than just an improved team.
Absolutely.
To me.
I agree with
you. And that one's
hard place to play.
It's also
always
on the road. And then you've got the Navy game. Is that on Thanksgiving, November 27th?
Sounds right. It's here.
The 27th, yeah. That's a thing. That is the Thanksgiving
game. We have
a
Thanksgiving special against
Navy. I'm
pretty
sure it was. I just want to make sure. We still have this weird Navy schedule.
There's a Navy schedule in the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
That we believe Ron Olsen brought. But we just
he brought it back from San Diego.
Well, we should cover it up now with the Tigers' football schedule the rest of the way. Point is still, though, you with the one loss, unfortunately, and with Navy at 5-0 in conference and Tulane 3-0, you know, right now you're tied for third, essentially, with at 3-1. Yes, you're ahead of USF by way of the head-to-head win, but you with you it's still the same case as when you win in that game, Brad, is the point I'm trying to make, that your back's against the wall, you've still got to win out. That's what's unfortunate about losing the UAB game. But when I see a team go out and put up a performance like that, and you know what? I see Brendan Lewis play all the way through. So if we're factoring in his health the rest of the way, I feel like, well, man, he got through one of the toughest, you know, that defense. I know that, you know, Memphis, boy, got up and down the field on in the fourth quarter. You talk about who, you ask who got worn out. It was their defense, but they got some dogs. And so to finish that off the way he did and to get through that game health-wise just makes me feel pretty good about him finishing. Rice certainly ain't going to have the dogs, although, again, we're not taking anybody lightly. Hopefully, you know, big part of that UAB game, and you have to factor in, I'm sitting here, we're lamenting it. It feels like a little bit more because of what Memphis did this Saturday, but you lost your quarterback in that game. You know, Brendan Lewis, you know, he had to go out. And while A.J. Hill got you back in, and it felt like, oh, boy, it was right there on the table to be had, you come up short, but you did lose Brendan Lewis. We'll talk more about him in Respect Burgers, man. What he's done this season as a guy many had looked at and said, well, he's come from a losing situation, and this isn't a passer like Seth Hennigan. You know, I don't know if this is the right quarterback. Oh, man, he's thrown, you know, a Cam Newton slap or a stop sign to all of us that criticized him going into the season. I have continued to, and it's another feather in the cap of Ryan Soarfield, an earned one. This is not gas. Say, wow, to have identified him coming from the Colorado-Nevada situations as a guy that you're going to put 70 new dudes around and say, I can win with him. Right, to have brought him in, new style, because it's different than Seth. He's RPO, he's running it. Yeah, he can throw it, but it ain't like Seth. It's not timing, it's not a system QB type thing. To have identified that out there while everybody else is throwing their millions at these other, you know, more high profile names. Very, very savvy.
Yep.
And he's done that with the roster. You know, the entire roster with this team that's capable of beating that South Florida team. That, oh, by the way, Byron Brown been waiting on this game. He hadn't played you in 2 years. He couldn't play last year, I think, when they only scored 3 points because he was hurt. 2 years ago, he lost a shootout to you. He'd been gunning for this game. He couldn't wait to get here. And, man, they shut him down when they needed to in that fourth. That means you got some dogs yourself. And Ryan went out there and recruited those guys. So, across the board, Ryan Cramsey. I haven't said his name yet, but he deserves it, and he'll get it at one. Jordan Hankins, defense coordinator, whose game plan this week looked night and day different than last week. But again, you see what they're capable of against a team like South Florida. So I can't stop raving about how good a win that was. It kept the season alive. I think our man Wola, I even heard it. Yeah, like ESPN played his call.
Yeah.
He says it in his call. Wola said, save the season, the catch to Braham. And that's what it felt like. You still needed the miss from Gramatica. Brad, you and I said, I'll wrap it up with this. You and I said on Friday, I think it was Friday. Yeah, it was you and me together. So I know it was Friday. John was here on Thursday. Said, well, Isaac Bruce, old Rev, is bringing out the Tigers. He's leading the Tigers out. Maybe he'll bring some divine intervention with him. That's what we got when Gramatica missed that kick. You got that and more because you got it all through the fourth quarter. When Ryan Sophie held up that four. He slapped old Jay Smooth with it. He said, shut up for another week.
Good for him. Good for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the job.
Yep. Good for you.
Go out there and get those guys to believe.
Every week. It's hard. It's hard. That's impressive.
But unfortunately, the one tarnishing thing on his sort of record, like the
Now, this don't let this be a UTSA year. You got you did the Navy thing. That could have been it. You have to stop
the
dam.
I see where you're going.
Stop the dam.
This one was
make
Navy.
That, make
don't
that
have the UTSA.
One. Don't have the UTSA.
Unfortunately,
make
it's more than
one.
Just a bunch of UTSAs that's left on the schedule. The thing is, the best of them, you get here.
Yeah.
Navy. And Tulane and Navy.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you.
I think you're better than both of those teams. We've that's what this also suggests. You're better than those two teams. You have got more talent.
I would
you've
agree.
Got better NIL.
I would agree. As of today, I would agree with you.
Got a better quarterback?
We'll talk about this, and I want to know what you think Tulane's going to do. Mm. But they're 3-0 in conference.
Yeah.
They got UTSA, yes, at Memphis, FAU, Temple, Charlotte.
I mean, it's Memphis in them. That's another one of those games.
The most Tulane's going to have is one loss to you. Yeah. We said that when we looked at their conference schedule, said these folks got an advantage.
Yeah.
They don't have to play South Florida or Navy. And they can be sitting there, if they beat you here, I'll slide them in.
Yep.
Because, again, after you, it's FAU, Temple, Charlotte. You know, unless they're just going to completely drop the ball. Some are going to do that. It's not just Tulane and their chance to win this conference. His reputation, the chance to get up out of there and get his next job might be Auburn.
Yep.
Heard Jeffrey talking about him maybe for Auburn is banking
wow.
on it too. And so there's no way if he gets this Memphis. That's what I'm saying. That's why FanDuel would have you with the fourth best odds as opposed to the where ESPN's got you from the computers as best shot to represent the Group of Five in the college football playoff. From a odds maker standpoint, because these other teams have easier schedules, particularly Tulane, you're still on alert. Your back's still against the wall. Two losses still kills you, is the way I see it. Just like Wola had said, that Bram catch saved the season. That miss saved the season because we're all saying two losses in this conference going to kill you. And how unfortunate would that be in a season where you beat South Florida, maybe the best team that you've beat to date?
Well,
as the head coach at Memphis.
It is great for their conference, too. Don't make no mistake, because if you have Memphis out of the fold, like it doesn't make your conference very good. It actually weakens the whole deal, and it diminishes a lot of what we got ahead of us here.
I got so excited on my fake leather couch about this win.
Oh, I was pumped.
And then that night, I don't know about you, but my Cedric Howard.
Yeah, that was good. I was disgusted, though, because I watched
that.
Well, I was watching the Mississippi State-Texas game at a wedding on my phone.
We're going to get to how you let him off the hook.
I was so sad.
What are you sad? You should be angry.
Well, my wife went to Mississippi State, and this is 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah. But how,
you've got him by the you-know-what.
You're thinking about it for the spouse, yes, and she's sad.
She's sad, you know. Took a couple hours for the wedding party to get back to the reception.
Y'all about to have Sarkisian in a bad way.
Bad way.
Where he's trying to run up out of there. You saw the NFL stuff and Sexton and the stuff. And you guys should have dealt him
the death blow. You had them.
You let him off the hook.
Now, we'll get to Coward. That made me happy.
No, I was just saying, what a day
was
Saturday
good.
Was, and you go from the high of the Memphis win.
I was good all day long
to,
until that Mississippi
Coward.
State game.
But I didn't factor in you letting Texas off the hook.
I had empathy for my wife because we're sitting at this wedding watching
what
the damn.
What a fraud they were going into the season as the number one. Texas.
Brutal. Yeah, and it says something about both teams, but more Texas too. You know, like they're poor, they're not good.
This opening about them Memphis Tigers getting a homecoming win over number 18 South Florida, previously number 18. And with that win, by the way, jumping back to number 25 in the poll.
Yep.
In the AP poll and the coaches poll, by the way.
They needed it. The city needed it. And then
we needed
the Saturday night Grizzlies win too. We needed both of them. And tonight we need Memphis to beat Calipari as we welcome him back.
We got a lot going on.
There's a lot of stuff going on. It's a good day.
But you're right. The city did need it, Brad. I feel that, too. And I need a drink of Coke. So we're going to talk about Sedge Coward and the exhibition game on the other side of this break. Listen to J&J.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
929 FM ESPN. Grizzlies back at it tonight. That is after a 1-1 weekend that left them 2-1 on the young season. Yeah, 2-1 through a 3-game homestand. Brad and I said Friday, oh, we'll take that all day long. And said it in reference to, well, maybe they played Ja Morant on Friday against Miami, right? Been dealing with ankle injuries, kept him out of the ankle injury, kept him out of the preseason. Get him on Monday, and I mean, excuse me, on that first game, and then rest him in the second when you take 2-1, maybe. Well, you got it the other way. Yeah. Ja Morant got in a way we didn't expect. Got absolutely blown, your doors blown off against Miami on Friday. And then Ja Morant plays in both. And
yeah.
Has said, and I'll give him credit, he said he wants to play in every one this season. Looked like a man who fully intends to. Maybe those ankle braces can help him do that, go a long way in sort of helping him do that. But was out there the next night, Saturday night, against Indiana. And boy, was that a good thing for the Grizzlies that he was, because, like we said, was an opportunity to get off to maybe a really good start here to start the year for you. Go out, and we'll get to tonight's game against Golden State before things really start turning up and over those first 20 games. Or so, we're trying to figure out how long you're going to be with Zach Edey. And so that's a way we had sort of framed things, early season schedule going into the year. Yeah, 2-1 you'll take, and especially the way that it came. Now, Ja Morant was great in all three games, not nearly in terms of what you needed from him offensively against Indiana. Didn't need nearly as much as you did that first night when you had to call 12 to beat the Pelicans. 19 points and 8 assists, and frankly, I'll take that kind of game all day long from Ja Morant when he's got folks around him like what Cedric Coward did, and we'll get to that. Jaren Jackson Jr., 17 points, 2 rebounds. You know, he continues to sort of it's not a dominant start, I'll put it that way. I think after an 8-rebound performance to start the year, it's a combined 5 rebounds in the 2 games since. 3-point shot's been a little bit off. That said, I'm not going to be mad at Jaren Jackson early on for sort of feeling his way back. Again, we were just happy to see him playing at the end of the preseason. It's sort of like Bambi. Let him get it. Let him get it. He still feels young, even though it's year 8.
Yeah.
Let's let him get his legs underneath him. But thank goodness for the man, Cedric Coward, comes off the bench, 24 minutes, 27 points, plus 36.
My goodness.
In those 24 minutes, 9 of 13 from the field, 6 of 6 from 3. Remember, it was threes he couldn't hit in the preseason. Had some of us around here going nuts about what he was going to be or what he'd be capable of. And to the point, again, that 27 points, added 6 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, to the point that the crowd's screaming his name, chanting his name, Cedric Coward, in that game, and he had earned it. We'll talk more about Cedric Coward specifically, but I've been so impressed, and we've seen it. We said it in the preseason. Well, even though he's missing these shots, love what he's saying. You know, that he seems to he's going to trust the system or whatever else. Doesn't seem to be panicking, and he seemed like that kind of guy going into it. You saw the struggles, saw that he didn't, and what's he give you on Saturday? A 6-for-6 performance from 3. He shot the ball all of a sudden. I mean, he looks like he's a lights out shooter. You know, Isolo and those folks, the front office had said they loved the mechanics and everything else. And we've seen a guy who kept his confidence, even though the shot wasn't falling in the preseason. That's maturity, you know, and real maturity shown by the rookie there. And so we'll get more specifically to Coward, but the performance itself, I mean, it left you thinking. I heard Harrington and Jeff talking about this, and John and I had sort of framed it this way. John was going nuts in the preseason on Cedric Coward, and much of it because of the expectations that had been placed on him by others, you know, whether it was the 23 he's wearing or the Coach Thorpe comparisons, could be best player in the draft, whatever it was, Jordan, Kobe, whatever it is. I think John was factoring those in and saying, well, I haven't seen the preseason. John did not place those expectations on him, and yet they were, but John was factoring in those into sort of his view and thoughts on what Cedric Coward in the preseason he was having. And my point had been, well, even if he's just, you know, floor level, one of those, and I've continued to phrase it, I heard Jeff go ahead and use it again this morning in a conversation with Chris, one of those OKC-like dudes, if that's the floor, one of those Dort-like dudes, one of those Caruso-like dudes that defensively, and we saw it against Zion, is willing to go in there and man up. And he's got the strength, boy, to do it with those big square shoulders. You can see him getting stronger. If he's just that with the ability to, at some point, hopefully hit threes, well, man, you've still won. Because remember, you've got those draft picks going forward. He doesn't have to be number three in a new big three, right?
Yeah.
And what we saw on Saturday was a flash of, oh, boy, there's the ceiling. Right there's yeah. That's the other side of this. I discussed a floor, mm-hmm. one of those OKC like dudes. You saw that guy in that performance show you everything that not just an OKC like dude can do. Hey, one of those special 3-and-D guys, which it seems like they've got a ton of, but a guy that can take over. And he did in that second half. 22 of those 27 came in the second half, and he showed you. All right, now that's the ceiling. Yeah, let's see how much more of that there is. So I thought that part of Saturday night and Cedric Coward's performance was great, because we'd seen, maybe the shot's not drawn, but the energy's there. He can get to the bucket and everything else. You saw a dude that was efficient, that has a beautiful shot, and used that body and those long arms to create, you know, sort of that energy and chaos defensively that you need.
Jaren hit one of those jaw-driving kicks, but Coward hit three of them. And when the drive and kick shots from the arc look really good, the form was good. He did look good even when he was missing, but yeah, it's that, obviously
well,
when you see it go in.
His mechanics.
Yeah, I mean, the form looked good.
He was a combine star. He was a combine star. Everybody at the combine, other teams talked about how beautiful the shot was.
Yeah.
And so the credit I give him is that he never lost his confidence or let that. It was 3 of 26 across the 5 preseason games. In those games. And so to come out, he's made, as Drew pointed out in his piece about him over at DailyMemphian.com, Drew Hill, who covers the Grizzlies for the Daily Memphian, he's now made 8 of his last 11 attempts from 3 with that 6 for 6, obviously, against Indiana. So you saw the ceiling. And I can't wait to hear what my partner has to say about, you know, I'm just glad he can see that side early. Here's the great thing for the Grizzlies is that there's not a pressure – a sort of, oh boy, we got to be a contender level rookie pressure on him to go out and be that number three.
Right.
You've got Jalen Wells. You know, hopefully by the time Ty Jerome is back with KCP, but what's great is he's already flashed this in this early opportunity that he's been given because of the injuries, partly because of the injuries. Maybe he'd have gotten some of this and shined, but certainly not this amount of minutes. He's shown it early and maybe factored himself in earlier into this regular rotation that, you know what, by the time it gets Zach Edey back, it's got Ty Jerome back first. You know, Scottie Pippen Jr. is way on down the road. But just having those two back with a Cedric Coward that's got this kind of confidence and this kind of ceiling, you know, that could get really interesting if you keep Ja and Jaren on the floor like they were for those first three.
I know you probably don't want to start the season. You definitely don't want to start the season without Ty Jerome, but it does help you solidify a tighter rotation. And we've said this before. We used to say it about Penny all the time. You know, you're forced to have a tighter rotation when you've got less dudes available. But in our case now, you got a couple of injuries. You do need bigs, though. You obviously need more rebounding, no matter even winning these games.
Well, we'll get to that. There's a note about getting Bassey on that exemption, right?
I saw that 10-day contract.
Yep, and they could use the beef. Some of us were saying going into the season they could absolutely have it on the roster. Now the issue is going to be, you know, do you keep him after that and cut a guy? Mm. You know, we'll see what happens with that, because you do have some dead weight. Let me tell you something that's not dead weight right now. John Contra played 25 minutes in that game. I know you. Some might be saying, well, you know, is he going to be a part of the rotation all season long? Is this just going to be – listen, right now with this team needing rebounding as badly as it does, John Contra in his 25 minutes got you 5 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 assists, was plus 29 to go with his 9 points. Right now, as short as they are, he gives you something that you need, which is energy, doesn't make mistakes, whether he's throwing out left passes or catching them from Ja Morant. He finishes, again, doesn't make the mistakes. He needs to be in the rotation right now, you know, especially as you head out, 3 of the next 4 on the road. Got Golden State, got Phoenix. You're going to get the Lakers. Conchar is useful at this time right now. Now, whether he factors in, once you've got those guys we mentioned back, And these things settle in, you've got, you know, who knows at that point. But what they have been short on, and it's been clear through the losses and the wins, even in the Pelicans' win, they got manhandled on the glass, is they needed this help. And so Harrington and Mitch and Bassey, I saw some others on Twitter long before this had happened saying this is probably the best guy that's outside looking in right now in terms of body that you can get. Hopefully he can be what the Grizzlies don't have in Jock Landale, which is a finisher around the basket right now.
Yeah.
You know, Jock was a little bit better on the boards against Indiana, but he is. They've got to get somebody that can finish around the basket.
Him and Hall are not the answer, for sure. I think we can.
Yeah, Hall's not ready. Hall's not ready. Yeah. I think we've seen that, and that's why. I think that's why they went on and turked the minutes up on Conchar against Indiana to 25. I mean, it's, Hall has not been ready. He played just 2 minutes in that game. GG played just 2 minutes after getting a little bit more against Miami in the loss. So it feels like GG shuffled out almost. We'll see. Maybe
he's out.
Maybe he'll get a couple more chances, but he's running out of time.
Yes.
He's running out of time. And then, you know, when you got what Cedric did, you know what you're going to get pretty much from Jalen Wells. You know, eventually some of these other guys are going to come back. I don't know. Is Santi's going to be firmly behind Jaren at the backup four? Where does GG sort of fit in once they've gotten these reinforcements? I've continued to say he's you know, if this were swimming lessons, I'd say he'd be sinking right now just because everybody's swimming up to the top.
These guys are all going to play to see who the backup is to Edie at this point. And then you might be right. I mean, you might have to release somebody. If Bassey's good.
If he's good, you might.
You might have to release him. I think you're on it.
Yeah. I don't know whether it's events, whether it might be. You know, but it's going to have to be.
It might be one of your forwards or your guards instead of a center.
You've got some guys right now that are not contributing. I know Vince is a little banged up right now. So that's part of it. Maybe there's somebody else in there. We'll see. We'll see what level Bassey is on when he comes in here. How great the need is, you know. You might feel all right. Well, just get us through these, you know, couple of weeks or whatever else, and we might be close to getting Edie back. So we'll bide our time and then just go with what we got. We'll see. We got to come back, do the rundown, talk about tonight's exhibition. Haven't done much of that. What's going to happen to? It's not just a couple of games involving the Memphis men and women against Arkansas and Vanderbilt. You got a reunion that's taking place, and we'll talk about that reunion. Later on in the second hour, about the bottom of the hour, around 12:30, Nathaniel Root's going to join us along with a special guest, he has told me. Again, I've guessed that this guest is going to be super tall. You know, Root, the former walk-on, now he wasn't super tall, but he was super loved by that Tigers fan base. You remember Root when he would shoot the ball at the end of games. He was
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.